faithful. But to no one's surprise, old man Wallace had something smart to say.
Huh! That was the worst singing I've heard since the last time you hammerheads got together.
Oh, yeah? When we need an authority on music and culture, we won't ask the opinion of a buzzard.
You could do worse, son. In fact, you just did.
I ignored him. I mean, any time you try to do something daring in the field of culture, you're gonna have small minds finding fault. Greatness has always been a lonely profession. I turned to Snort. Guys, that was a wonderful job.
Huh! Hunk do pretty good, too. Make pretty good coyote.
Yeah, well, I've got a few talents tucked away. But let me ask you something. Do you really believe that stuff about women flipping over the smell of rotten meat?
Very strong medicine. Work many times, never fail.
I knew they went wild over the smell of sewer water, but I've never tried rolling in rotten meat. You think it might work on this gal of mine? Rip moved over and whispered something in his brother's ear. Then Snort said,
"Brother say rotten meat work on dog woman for sure, but not if coyote brothers decide eat hunk for breakfast."
Well, yes, I see what you mean, but, I thought we had sort of, that is, I thought our relationship had, well, become more meaningful than that. They stared at me with drunken yeller eyes and shook their heads.
Maybe so, maybe not. First we roll on skunk, have big coyote feast, then we talk.
I was still in trouble, fellers, and my life was hanging by a thread. You can find a needle in a haystack, but thread comes on a spool.